is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
All right, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. As I sit here itching my ankles.
Ramifications.
So I went camping this weekend. Not for very long. But I only went up for one night. My fiance Mike and his cousins brought their kids. It was the first annual Samson cousin camping trip with kids, because those cousins all grew up camping together.
Sure.
And now that there's little ones who are old enough to camp, we're doing it again. And we didn't go very far. We went up to Two Rivers. It was beautiful. And I like camping. We didn't do it a lot. Like our family, with my parents, we didn't camp a lot. The best story we have on that is my father, not an outdoorsman, his side of the family with all my aunts and uncles tried to do the same kind of camping thing at Jellystone.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And all of the other aunts and uncles, this was in the 80s probably, showed up with tents. And my father rolled up from Madison with a air-conditioned RV. Like, yep, I'm not sleeping on the ground. And so, but now I've come to appreciate camping. I like the idea that you can't, as for someone who spends so much time on devices, that you get to a place where you have no cell service.
Yes.
So you just have to be present and talk to the people that you're with.
Yes.
And there's something very lovely about waking up and hearing nature and seeing either stars when you're going to sleep or the sunrise in the morning. So I have converted. I am a fan of camping in limited
with limited exposure.
I think like 3 days is my max.
Sure.
But you inform me.
I don't ground sleep. There's no ground sleeping. I don't see the point of going back to a time when things were inconvenient, because that's essentially what camping is. Everything is more difficult. Just going to the bathroom is a lot. It takes a lot more effort. Cooking things.
You can't just go outside. So actually, arguably,
that's not a plus.
It's less. It's even more convenient because you should just go outside.
I was going to say, I disagree. I think it's a much more simpler step right outside the tent.
Yes, for a guy.
Yes.
But
they have tools for that now, Jane.
They do?
They now sell tools for women to pee standing up.
Oh, great.
I'll get you one.
Oh, fabulous. An accessory I never wanted, but thank you. No, I get what you're saying about unplugging and getting away from devices and being in the moment and being in nature and hearing the sounds, and I love all of that. I do. And seeing the stars and all of that stuff. But I'm totally with your dad. I'm bringing an air-conditioned RV that's got a shower, and I have done some camping over the years. The spiders and the bathrooms and the creepy things and the raccoons and other potential mammals that want to harm me. No. It's nature is so natural sometimes. It's too much.
It's too natural.
It's too much nature. It's too much.
Well, what about hiking? Is it all outdoor stuff?
No.
Hiking, yay.
Yay, yeah. I will hike.
It's mostly just the sleeping on the ground.
It's the ground sleeping and the bugs, I think, that get to me the most. And again, just the inconvenience of everything. I went with some friends to the Apostle Islands a number of years ago.
That's on my bucket list.
It's beautiful and it's fabulous. But just having to schlep in all of the coolers with all of the food, and who's going to collect the wood tonight, and then who's going to take the dishes down to the creek? What am I, Little House on the Prairie? I mean, we have stoves now. We have refrigerator. We have wonderful things. Why do I want to go on vacation and just make things harder for myself?
I will say, as we were leaving Two Rivers, Mike and I were like, oh, this was really easy. We didn't have to drive that far to still go camping. And he goes, yeah, there's a couple little like single sites that would be good for us. And I did pause and I said, I like camping, but in our limited time, if we're going to take a weekend to do something, there's other things I want to do.
It's not
going
to be this.
I was like, there's other parts of the state I want to go check out and maybe stay in like a bread and breakfast before we just camp, the two of us.
Exactly.
Like if we're going over a romantic weekend, it's still maybe not super high on my list. I will admit that. But as you were talking about the schlepping,
yes,
the nightmare situation of packing your entire car. So we don't have kids yet, but two of his cousins have kids. His sister has a kid. So, you know, there's more in general. What I have learned so far about children having is that they need a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah.
And so we're packing up yesterday morning and we're watching the kids. Everyone's trying to undo the tents and roll things up and brush out dirt here so it doesn't get all over the car. And the amount of stuff that has to get shoved into the SUV, like playing Tetris, trying to make sure that this goes there. And then cousin one gets everything packed up and they go, oh, we can't find our keys.
Oh no.
So... And then they're pretty sure that it's in the tent, that they rolled up the tent still with like iPhone keys.
Oh.
And they were right. So they find the tent pretty quickly, unroll the tent, get it, put everything back. Cousin number two, we're all leaving. Like, we're going to go take a family photo by the lighthouse. And there's no service, right? There's no service up there. So we're all just like, we'll meet you there. We drive out, we leave the campsite. The six of us were sitting there waiting. And waiting and waiting.
Oh, no.
And then magically, I have one bar and a text comes through that says, yeah, we can't find the keys.
Oh, God.
So we go back, help them find the keys, and literally start just unpacking
everything.
The entire car.
Oh.
Going through every bag as there's like a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old sitting in their car seats. Be like, Mommy, why are we going? Like, I'm hot.
Oh, and just... and. Think about, be grateful that it didn't rain.
Yeah.
Because when you're camping and it rains, then everything is wet. And now you're going to shove all of that nice, wet, muddy stuff in your car, only to have to take it out at home and hang it up somewhere so all of it can dry out. And the spiders that you brought with you from wherever can go relocate now in your yard. But years ago, I was camping in South Dakota outside of Rapid City, and it rained so hard that we ended up just throwing everything away.
Oh, wow.
It got so muddy. It was so bad. It's like, this isn't even worth salvaging.
Is that the last time you camped? What was the straw?
I think that was the straw.
That trip?
That was it.
You're like, well, I don't need to reinvest in any of this stuff that we just threw out because I'm never going camping again.
Again, exactly. Case closed.
All right. Well, I don't know if that ended up being so much of a debate as a reconciliation that I like camping enough. I'll do it again. But I don't know if I'm going to go to the death defending it. Well, we're going to take a break for the bottom of the hour, but when we come back, I'm very excited to bring on my friend, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who is a gynecologist and obstetrician, and she's going to talk to us about what it has been like since June 24th when Roe was overturned. Come back in just a minute. As Goes Wisconsin, Kristen Bride.
The ring of fire, the ring of fire.